It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. On Mondays, we check in with IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell to talk about the week ahead at the Capitol. Well, it'll be quiet this week. The Iowa legislature adjourned last week. So we're taking a look back this morning on the 2014 session. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, there was a pretty long night for you last week as lawmakers were wrapping things up. What played out in those final hours of the session?
Well, a big chunk of the state budget got approved on the last day and into the night. And then some pretty serious policy bills were approved in the middle of the night. The medical marijuana bill, as you know, a bill to update Iowa's laws on HIV transmission. And then another bill that had to do with an Iowa Supreme Court case got resolved in the early morning hours. The case had to do with death benefits going to an ex-wife instead of the widow. And the insurance industry really lawyered up on this bill. The House and Senate finally came to an agreement. Really, that was really in the waning hours with the conference committee, and then they passed it.
So were there any final deals or pet projects approved at the end that kind of caught you by surprise?
Well, there was some uncertainty until the very end as to whether the medical marijuana bill would pass. As you know, that's the one to allow decriminalization of a form of marijuana in very limited cases to treat epilepsy. And then an HIV transmission bill took some by surprise. The Senate passed this bill unanimously weeks ago. It updates Iowa's law. Both parties call it draconian because of the better understanding of AIDS that people have now. But the chair of the Judiciary Committee in the House thought the bill didn't come down hard enough on someone exposing a sexual partner to HIV, whether or not the partner contracted the disease. And this was something that really concerned him. That's the judiciary chair, Representative Chip Baltimore, and he was sort of the gatekeeper on this. I know he was at odds with members of his own caucus on this, but in the end, the Senate bill was approved. No amendments, no debate in the middle of the night, and now it's headed to the governor.
So a few of the governor's priorities fell by the wayside, this anti-bullying legislation that we've talked so much about, as well as this bill to expand broadband in the state. Where does this leave those issues going forward? Do you think they'll come back up in 2015?
Well, the governor's office is vague on whether he will bring these bills up again next year. As you know, this is the second year for a bullying bill from the governor's office to fail. The governor's office issued a statement blaming Senate Democrats for not approving the bullying bill that the House passed. Democrats, no doubt, would say the governor should be working with his own party in the House. The House Republicans changed the bill in a way that some said made Iowa's anti-bullying statute weaker instead of stronger. And then kind of the same thing for the broadband bill. It would have given communications companies tax incentives to expand high-speed internet. The governor again blamed the Democrats for bringing that bill down in the House. Again, Democrats would say the governor should be working with members of his own party in the House who voted against the bill. The governor said that Democrats had agreed to support the bill and that they reneged on that agreement. The Democratic minority leader sharply denies that Democrats had agreed to support the bill. At any rate, we may be getting a preview of the fall election here.
Okay. It was a good year for medical marijuana advocates, something that you talked about earlier, and we've talked about a lot every week, especially for these parents of children with epilepsy who lobbied lawmakers throughout the year on the benefits of the cannabis oil and what it would have on their kids. Is this the last time we'll hear about medical marijuana in Iowa, or will some lawmakers try to broaden the bill?
Well, I think it's very likely that others with medical needs that they believe can be treated with marijuana will be asking the legislature to decriminalize marijuana for that additional use. They have an advocate in the Iowa Senate, Senator Joe Bolcom, who advocates for a broader-based medical marijuana bill. They will likely have a harder time than the parents of epileptic children did with their bill, frankly. No one predicted at the beginning of the session that the legislature would pass a medical marijuana bill. Those parents, as you know, were there every day with their disabled children. And then the bill passed the House during their all-night session by a vote of 77 to 20.
So this final budget, what does it look like, Joyce?
Well, it's largely a status quo budget. The state does have a significant ending balance this year that was available to spend next year, but very little of that went to the regular budgets. They did spend that ending balance down with some one-time projects, including buying down some of the state's bonded debt. And with that surplus, they came up with $5 million extra dollars for the conservation program known as REAP. You may know that backers wanted $25 million this year to observe their 25th anniversary, even though most years it never even got the $20 million it was supposed to. But it came in kind of dribbles and drabs, $15 million in one bill, $5 million in another, and then the last $5 million in a last-minute spending bill.
And quickly, where do things now stand with the Senate Oversight Committee? This was this investigation on the Branstad administration's confidential settlements to laid-off workers.
Well, after a standoff with Republicans on the last night of the session, Democrats approved their resolution to allow them to subpoena witnesses. They have until the end of the year to investigate on a broader scale the Branstad administration's hiring and firing practices, and so that's what they'll be doing.
All right, Joyce, now it's the campaign trail, I suppose. Thanks so much.
Okay.